Welcome to the Business of Government Hour, a conversation about management with a government executive who is changing the way government does business. The Business of Government Hour is produced by the IBM Center for the Business of Government, which was created in 1998 to encourage discussion and research into new approaches to improving government effectiveness. You can find out more about the center by visiting us on the web at businessofgovernment.org. And now, the Business of Government Hour.
Welcome to another edition of the Business of Government Hour. I'm John Kamensky, Senior Fellow at the IBM Center for the Business of Government, sitting in for Albert Morales. The end of the Cold War and the dawn of a new era in the global security arena brought about a time of tumultuous change in the U.S. intelligence community. The events of September 11th further prompted the U.S. to rethink the very tenets of national security and reevaluate its approach to the collection, analysis, and dissemination of intelligence. This has resulted in the need for profound change and transformation of our nation's imagery and geospatial capabilities. The major catalysts for this transformation have been a radical shift in the threat environment, the evolving nature of conflict, and the revolutionary technologies of the digital age. With us this morning to discuss his agency's efforts in this area is our very special guest, Vice Admiral Robert Moret, Director of the National Geospatial Intelligence Agency. Welcome to our show, Admiral Moret. It's a pleasure having you.
Thank you, John. It's good to be here and looking forward to the discussion this morning.
Also joining our conversation is Stephen Conver, IBM's National Security Practice Leader. Steve, welcome and good to have you.
Thank you.
Let's start off by learning about the National Geospatial Intelligence Agency. Can you tell us about the history, mission, and vision of NGA?
Certainly, John. I would start out by saying that NGA today is the subject of a lot of growth that's taken place, especially for the past 12-plus years since our inception. And just to give you kind of a thumbnail sketch of how we came together, John, it's a result of a lot of discussions that took place at the senior levels of the U.S. government in the late 80s and early and mid-1990s about a sense that the mission sets that we're responsible for, all the imagery intelligence, and the geospatial functions that we execute at NGA needed to be brought together from several different components which cut across the United States government, both in the Department of Defense and also in the intelligence community. And there were several efforts that, interestingly, the current Secretary of Defense, Robert Gates, had a key role in through particularly the early 1990s because of the sense that the nation wasn't as effectively organized as it could be to execute the mission set that we know today is NGA's geospatial intelligence mission. As a result of that, and as a result in a congressional act and some interagency work by the executive department in 1996, then NIMA, the National Imagery and Mapping Agency, which subsequently became NGA, was formed by Act of Congress. So we're currently a 13-year-old organization, but one that has brought together, as I said, the three primary elements that I described, imagery intelligence, and geospatial intelligence. It is all the mapping, charting, and geodesy functions, and have brought them together in ways that have been a huge advantage for our government, and one that just of interest has been copied pretty extensively by a lot of our foreign partners.
What are some of the current and projected size and employee skill sets of NGA?
NGA is roughly, there are different ways you can count our contractor footprint. We are more than 8,000 government personnel, about 8,500, and roughly a similar number of contractor personnel, some of which are directly involved in our organization or organization spaces on a day-in, day-out basis, and others who do system support at points distant from our core activities, which are located primarily here in the National Capital Region and also in St. Louis, Missouri, where about one-third of our workforce is located. The other point that I would make in terms of our workforce, John, that is very important is that we have NGA personnel at more than 150 locations around the world, and those embedded NGA personnel that we have at so many locations for so many civilian and military and international partner mission sets is a key part of our strength and probably the aspect that we pay the most attention to in terms of making sure our mission effectiveness is there for the people that rely upon us the most.
What are your roles and responsibilities as director of the agency, Admiral?
Certainly. Stephen, I think it's to run the organization from the standpoint of the governance processes that we have, and also to work very closely with our oversight that we have to make sure that we're executing the direction that is provided from the executive and legislative branches of the government. And what that means specifically, Steve, is that we have two chains in the executive branch, which are very complementary. I report to both the Secretary of Defense, Robert Gates, and the Director of National Intelligence, Dennis Blair. And at the same time, we have a fair amount of oversight from Congress, the six of the congressional committees, to include the two intelligence committees on the Hill. So a major part of my responsibilities is working with oversight, complying with the guidance that we are provided from the Department of Defense and the Director of National Intelligence, setting the priorities for the agency, and working the governance processes we have in place for a responsible execution of the mission sets that we have from our overseers. At the same time, the importance of running the agency is only one of the two hats that I wear, Steve, and I should emphasize that I'm also the functional manager for geospatial intelligence and have responsibility across the interagency and also with the allied nations for what's called the NSG, which stands for the National System for Geospatial Intelligence. And as you may have seen, there's a new executive order which was signed just within the past year, which complements the intelligence reform legislation that was signed out about 5 years or so ago now, the Intelligence Reform and Terrorism Prevention Act, and that designated three functional managers in the U.S. intelligence system, and is one of those three functional managers. In addition to running the agency, I'm also responsible for the community efforts related to our geospatial intelligence mission set.
Let me ask you, Admiral, what kinds of background and experience have you had in your career that have prepared you for this important assignment as director of the NGA?
You know, in a sense, all the things you're called upon to do in uniform and with all our civilian and private industry counterparts, I think, are in some way preparation for things that you need to do when you're more senior. I've been a career intelligence officer in the Navy for more than 30 years now. I started out as an intelligence officer in USS Kitty Hawk in the mid-1970s and kind of went on from there. Over the years, I've had assignments that are fairly typical for someone in military intelligence, most of them operational, quite frankly. Some of the most important assignments were actually on a whole number of ships that I've served on, primarily amphibious assault ships and aircraft carriers and command and control ships, and also perhaps of particular importance, a whole series of joint assignments because of the importance of the joint context for all of us that are in the intelligence business. And, you know, as you hear some people tell you, intelligence support in the military and for the interagency, for that matter, is inherently joint. So those joint assignments, I think, are of particular importance, whether they're command or staff functions over the years.
Well, you've, as you've mentioned, held a variety of intelligence-related positions both within the Navy and the Department of Defense. Can you give us a little bit of a comparison of those roles and what it was like to work in different kinds of intelligence functions?
Certainly. A lot of it just has to do with, you know, tactical, operational, and strategic level, which is the way that it's often looked upon as a military. But, to a large extent in the intelligence business in uniform, there's a couple of dynamics which I think are helpful. And one of the first dimensions of it is the amount of experience that you have with fairly senior-level decision-making at a relatively early age and participating in that process, which in my case started when I was a lieutenant here in Washington back in the 1980 and 1983 time frame. And I think it's important that we try to learn as much from those experiences that you get over time. In the same way, I think the assignments that you have, because you deal pretty extensively with civilian counterparts to a greater extent than is always the case in the military, and you tend to do that as a pretty early age because the preponderance of personnel that are involved in the intelligence business from a national perspective are civilian and not military. And I think that interaction that you have with all of our civilian counterparts, again, starting at a relatively early point in your career is important because you get a sense of the importance of their contributions, and also you have to develop at a fairly early age an ability to weave in and out of the uniformed and non-uniform components of the United States intelligence structure, and also with the international partners, because the linkages that we have in the intelligence field, and particularly with the combat support agencies within the United States intelligence system, with particularly our allied counterparts from United Kingdom and Australia and Canada and New Zealand, but also other international counterparts, is very important. So I think those are the sorts of formative things, I guess, that are important career milestones that you tend to start working at a relatively early age just when you're in this range of the business.
And how have these experiences helped prepare you for your role now as the director of NGA?
I think a lot of different ways. I think, as is the case with any kind of career progression, I guess, the things that you're able to do throughout your career in terms of getting to know the military, civilian, and international counterparts, getting a sense for how the system works and the importance of the personal engagement that you need to have at so many levels with all of them, and also the importance of the personal dynamic. You know, recall a remark that the Secretary of Defense made just within the past year or so, in which he emphasized the I think somebody was talking about how successful he had been as a SecDef, and he said, you know, a lot of that just comes down to your personal relationships. And I think that is true as you go through a career in the military intelligence field, that those relationships, which in and I could give some specific examples, but there's a lot of people I work with today. For example, Lieutenant General Jeff Kimmons, who's the director of the intelligence staff working for Ambassador Dennis Blair now, is somebody I've known for a long, long time. Lieutenant General Keith Alexander, the director of the National Security Agency, he and I go way back, certainly back to his time at Fort Bragg when he headed the 525 MI Brigade down there, and he was a colonel and I was a Navy commander. So the point is that the people that you work with, the personal relationships that you develop, the kind of challenges that you have of all types in this business go back many years. And I think that, you know, if I was talking, as I always stress to people that are starting out in this business, in my own service and others, is just encourage them to derive as much as they possibly can from those opportunities that you get, which can be as important when you're a lieutenant as they are when you're a more senior officer in the military.
What is the National System for Geospatial Intelligence? We will ask Vice Admiral Robert Moret, Director of the National Geospatial Intelligence Agency, to share with us when the conversation about management continues on the Business of Government Hour.